It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It seems like if you or your clothes or your hair can be disheveled, it should be possible for them to be shoveled.
That's what they say. Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. So, Anne, are you telling me that I might also just be gruntled sometimes?
I certainly hope so. I think it's a great word, but we hear disgruntled a lot and not gruntled so much. This issue of words with a negative prefix that don't seem to have a positive counterpart came up on Car Talk the other day, and it all goes back to a really wonderful piece written in 1994 in The New Yorker by Jack Winter called How I Met My Wife. I thought I would read the first few sentences to give you a sense of what he's doing in the piece. So he writes, "It had been a rough day, so when I walked into the party, I was very chalant, despite my efforts to appear gruntled and consolate. I was furling my wieldy umbrella for the coat check when I saw her standing alone in a corner. She was a descript person, a woman in a state of total array. Her hair was kempt, her clothing shoveled, and she moved in a gainly way."
Isn't that fun?
It's really wonderful. And I hear that and I think, okay, those words aren't words. But then I went to the Oxford English Dictionary and started doing some digging, and it turns out it's not quite so easy. The word gruntled, which was back form from disgruntled, people assumed if you could be disgruntled, you could be gruntled, goes back to 1938, according to the OED. The word wieldy has also been around for quite a long time. Consolate, meaning something like comforted, existed in the 15th century through the 19th century. It's now obsolete. So it's not that some of the words have never existed, but they're certainly not common compared with their negative counterparts. And then a word like shoveled doesn't seem to have ever existed.
Can we make it exist?
We can, I think. And there are some wonderful stories about people taking the language into their own hands and deciding to revive a word. And I was actually just reading the other day a piece in The Atlantic by Jen Dahl called How to Edit a Dictionary. And she was talking about the word snollygoster, which is a great word. It refers to an unprincipled but shrewd person. It was taken out of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary in 2003. And some folks were so upset by this that they decided to revive snollygoster. And if you look for snollygoster now on the web, you can find it.
I love that one. So we've got these negative words without a positive counterpart. Do you have some other examples of these sorts of things?
I do. I think it's just one of these wonderful quirky things about the language that not everything is symmetrical. And I remember a few years ago when a student pointed out to me that the verb budge tends to happen in negative contexts, not positive ones. Right? That it tends to be that you can't budge or you refuse to budge, as opposed to the fact that you can budge. So again, these sort of odd asymmetries in how we use the language.
Well, I'm going to budge for the breakfast buffet. Have a great Sunday.
You too, Rena.